This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
More than 4,000 people will find themselves homeless in Chattanooga this year. One-fourth of those people are children. When a family is suddenly without a home, it's often difficult to find safe shelter. The Interfaith Homeless Network brings together the efforts of many area congregations from all faiths to offer shelter to families in need. Mary Ellen Galloway is the executive director of this nonprofit organization.
Interfaith Homeless Network started 12 years ago here in Chattanooga. We have 51 congregations that participate and provide overnight shelter and meals and hospitality for anywhere from 4 to 8 families. They do this on a rotational basis. They participate 4 times a year and provide volunteers and food and lodging.
The definition of family varies for so many people. For the Interfaith Homeless Network, children make the difference. Since 1988, the network has helped 411 families, provided 3,285 nights of lodging, and served 19,656 meals. 787 children have been provided with a safe place to sleep, thanks to the efforts of the many area congregations that participate in the program.
Interfaith serves homeless families with children and adolescents. We have an underserved niche that we do serve, and that's the two-parent families and the families that do have adolescents, as well as pregnant women and single dads with children. And of course, we do serve single moms with children and relatives that have custody of children.
The Interfaith Homeless Network provides more than a place to stay for a few nights. Members of supporting congregations have many opportunities to spend time with the families and give them more than just a handout.
It's a transitional program for homeless families with children and adolescents. Our goal is to find employment and housing for the families using the partnership that we have with the 51 congregations. So we do provide the day shelter, the overnight shelter in the congregations. We provide transportation, supportive services, links to existing community resources, and then 1 year of follow-up. We want to make sure that our families continue to be stable. The volunteers have many opportunities. They may want to volunteer to cook dinner. They may want to volunteer to tutor children in the evening or play with the children, provide activities in the evening for the families, or drive our 12-passenger van, which does not require a special license, or they might want to spend the night with the families. So that's something they can do in the congregations. Now, in our day center, our family day center, we have numerous volunteers, usually about 40 or 50 a month, that come and help us there. We have all sort of opportunities. They can prepare meals for families. They can help us in an administrative capacity. For example, I just left the office, and we have about 5 or 6 volunteers there right now helping us with a mass mailing, getting out our newsletter. So there's many, many opportunities for volunteer work with Interfaith.
The families that are served by the organization find the Interfaith Homeless Network from a variety of avenues. Once accepted into the program, families must sign and adhere to an agreement that outlines their responsibilities and expectations.
The families are referred to Interfaith from various social service agencies. We get a lot of calls from 211. They refer people to Interfaith. Other social service agencies that do anything to help homeless individuals or families know about Interfaith, and so they will refer to us. And then congregations will refer to us. You know, sometimes families will walk in off the street to a congregation and ask for help. And those that participate with us and those that know about us refer to Interfaith.
This Sunday, the Interfaith Homeless Network is teaming up with the Chattanooga Market to offer mini morsels of cupcakes. Tina Player is the event organizer of Mom Takes the Cake.
We are so excited about this coming Sunday, which is May the 9th. It's actually Mother's Day. We're going to be involved with Mom Takes the Cake. And yes, it is a very sweet idea that came to us, and our sponsors for that are the Chattanooga Market, KZ106, and Talk 102.3. What we have done is we have volunteer vendors that have contacted us. We actually contacted some of them. They have agreed to help us with 1,500 cupcakes each, and all those cupcakes will be for a taste-off. The funds that are raised from that is $5 for 4 cupcakes. We actually have 4 vendors now, and the names of them are Cakes by Adam, the Market Street Tavern, L&D Cakes, Cakes by Matt. We also want to recognize there are a couple of vendors, Celebrations with Karen Vessel, who's going to donate hundreds of cupcakes for us to sell. And we're also going to have gift certificates from Rembrandt, the Bluffview District. And the funds of the race for that all go back into Interfaith. It's to help our families and our operating expense.
The competition works like this. Patrons purchase a ticket to receive a miniature cupcake from each of the competing vendors. After you have eaten the cakes, you vote for your favorite. It seems simple enough.
So all of them are going to be absolutely delicious, so it's just going to be hard to decide which one. So we're just asking everyone to come out and just have fun with us as we gain a few pounds but have a lot of fun on Sunday. The time for the Chattanooga Market is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All of the vendors have an opportunity to decorate their booths. We're looking for just some awesome displays and presentations.
Join the Interfaith Homeless Network at the Chattanooga Market this Sunday in the First Tennessee Pavilion for Mom Takes the Cake, a fundraiser to help provide shelter and hope for homeless families and their children. You can find more information by following the links on our blog at WUTC.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.